to Los Angeles now and a proposal to raise that city's minimum wage. It could go as high as $15.25 an hour, a big increase from the current California minimum of $9 an hour, and it could happen relatively fast. As NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, a $15 minimum wage is generating excitement and some anxiety.
Los Angeles wouldn't be the first city to pass a $15 minimum wage. San Francisco and Seattle have already done it. But what's different here is the sheer size of the city and the number of working poor. Now, there are an estimated 800,000 people here living below the federal poverty line, and more than 500,000 workers earning the minimum wage, more than 500,000 people.
We want City Hall to hear us!
One of them is Samuel Homer.
Yeah, it would make a big difference for me.
Homer is marching at this union-sponsored 15 in 2015 rally you can hear in the background. He's 20, works at Burger King, and is putting himself through college. He doesn't have a car, which makes life in L.A. pretty tough. And some days, he says, he hardly has enough money for bus fare, let alone tuition.
It's definitely hard. Hard to pay a lot of bills, you know, and it's hard for me to get hours while I'm still in school because there's two things I have to focus on. You know, the money that I have to, you know, have to, you know, feed myself and help out with my family. And then there's money that I need for my school.
So the $6 an hour bump that's being talked about in some corners of City Hall would be a big deal for someone like Homer. It would also be a big deal for employers. If the minimum wage were to go up by $6 across the board, we're talking millions of dollars more in costs to be absorbed by businesses.
We've been here since 1992. Actually, we opened up a week before the LA riots.
And you can imagine people like Chris Player are pretty anxious.
We would have to go two routes. We would either have to lay off the paid employees and then just be family ran, or we would definitely have to increase the price.
Player owns this small cafe called CW and Chris Fish and Chicken. It's on a worn stretch of Western Avenue in South L.A. He's mopping the floors and getting ready for another busy lunch rush.
I'm afraid for most businesses around here that actually have to pay a lot of employees that they will go under.
Cousin, stop counting those birthdays so I can stop counting mine.
Bernard Parks represents this neighborhood on the city council. It has some of the highest crime rates in the city. Unemployment is high as well. This neighborhood isn't getting touched by the booms happening right now in nearby downtown or Hollywood.
We only have 20,000 jobs in my district. Every minimum wage increase that we've seen, if it's too high, causes unemployment.
Parks supports raising the minimum wage, but he worries the conversation in L.A. right now is moving too fast.
If you have a big city like L.A. doing something, you're going to find a lot of people will fall in line without any thought because they believe that we've done the research. The fact is we've not done the research. And the harm that we'll do to our business community is unconscionable.
The park's frustration is rooted in the fact that no city or state has yet looked to raise its minimum wage as fast or as much as what's being talked about here, a potential $6 increase all at once. Economists are split over how big of an impact this will have on businesses, but there's general agreement that LA's next move is going to be watched closely around the country. Chris Tilley directs the Institute for Research on Labor and Employment at UCLA.
L.A. is the size of a state. If L.A. takes this step, that's going to be something that all kinds of government units across the country are going to take note of, even if the federal government remains paralyzed on this issue.
In a lot of ways, Los Angeles does face issues on the same scale that many states do. There are 4 million people inside the city limits, big gaps between the rich and poor. So the repercussions, good or bad, of a policy decision like this could be huge. It's one of the reasons why Mayor Eric Garcetti and the city council have now delayed votes on the matter, deciding instead to commission another study. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.